Welcome. Hola. Bienvenidos. Bonjour et bienvenue to the Social Network Show. Welcome to the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media. We give you actionable information to make your social networking the best it can be for business to business, business to consumer, and for folks who just like to post. And now, broadcasting from the studios of the Hank Greenspoon School of Journalism and Media Studies of UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the host of the Social Network Show, Jim Nico, and Dr. Jane Karwoski.
This is Jane Karwoski, Dr. J, along with my co-host of the Social Network Show, Jim Nico. I'm an experimental psychologist and chief science officer of our parent company, Social Network Intermedia, LLC, of which Jim is the CEO and founder. We know that many of you are in business and want to make better use of social networks and media, so we are always on the lookout for ways to simplify and streamline that endeavor, all the while without spending big bucks or even any bucks if you can help it. You'll enjoy hearing from our guest who, for years, has been helping folks like you grow your business with the help of social tools. Her blog has been listed on the Technorati Top 100 Small Business Blog List and the Ad Age Power 150. She is a media sponsor for the World Media Awards, the Affiliate Marketing Awards, Small Business Trends, Small Business Book Awards, and the Future of Engagement video interview series from Influence People. Wow. Well, there's even more, but I'm going to stop listing her accolades and let you hear what she has to share with you today in part two of her visit with us. Yes, we are welcoming back Gail Gardner of GrowMap.com and her new awesome service at SocialImplications.com. Gail, I'm so glad you are back for another visit with the Social Network Show listeners.
I'm surprised to be back so soon. Glad to be here.
Well, it took a while. It's been about 10 a week or whatever. But, Gail, we're very excited. We're grateful. And let's keep on trucking, as they say down in Huntsville.
Last time, Gail, you gave us the great idea of using content that's already getting engagement to sort of piggyback on it to build and intrigue your target audience. Now, if you suspect that you have not really yet gotten a handle on who your audience ideally includes, don't worry. We'll delve into that for you on a coming show. But meanwhile, store up these ideas, and if you already know your target audience for your business or cause, you are going to love this. Gail, what are some ways to identify and use content that is already popular online, what we call trending content, to promote your own business or cause?
Well, the simpler ways is to have a lot of money and buy a fancy tool, but there are also free ways. So let's start with those first.
Oh, yes, let's do.
Right. So right now on Twitter, they have made it more video or image friendly. So when you go to Twitter, the best way to see this right now is to go look at my feed. So you go to twitter.com/growmap, that's GROWMAP. And you'll see that there's a lot of images in there. Okay, the reason for that is that I am seeking out the images that are trending. And the way that you do that is you go to any feed, probably not your own unless you have 50,000 followers, or but somebody famous's feed, like Tony Robbins or even marginally famous like me, and just scroll down and you'll start seeing images. So pick out the images that you like, and retweet those, interact with those. You could either even take those and pin them or share them on Facebook. You want to try to do that from the original source if there's a different source. Some images you'll see on Twitter, the source is Twitter, but others actually link to another piece of content somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You want to go to that content and share that image from there. And so what Twitter's doing, it appears. Now, I can't prove this, but a lot of the images aren't open, but some of them are. My theory is that if something's getting interaction and retweets, they leave that image open for more people to see it. So if you just scroll through a feed, you can pick out the ones that are open that appeal to you, that you believe your followers would be interested in, And you can reshare those. That's why if you look at my feed, whenever I, in between every little thing that I'm doing all day long, I'll go to my homepage, I'll scroll through my feed. Like I said, I follow probably 40,000 people, something like that. And so I have a lot to choose from. If you don't have a lot to choose from, just go to someone else's page related to you. So if you're a mom blog, go to a famous mom blogs page like Crystal and Comp or Three Boys and a Dog. It's actually Kelly J. Miller, I believe. So you just go to their feed and you scroll through and you pick out what's visual. Same thing on Facebook. If you see that something, if you see something that has a lot of shares, a lot of comments, that's the thing to comment in and reshare. And then remember, you can take it to a different platform. Now, Facebook, you can't pin. You can't take it from Facebook and put it on Pinterest. But Facebook's kind of a closed garden. LinkedIn, you can't pin from Firefox on my computer, but you can pin from Chrome. Not sure why that is, but anyway, that's, oh, I should mention LinkedIn. If you go to LinkedIn now, they have the famous people's blogs, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can tell they're famous because they're on the right-hand side. It says they have 150,000 views. Okay, so you can scroll through and see which ones of those are interesting to you. So you're going to share what's interesting to the audience that you're building for the goal, which is whatever you're selling.
I think you said go to someone who has or a tweet that has a lot of retweets. Now, what's the advantage of that? Why not do one that doesn't to give them more exposure?
Well, because the way that social media works, the way that things go viral, this is a good time to talk about this. All right, remember the famous wedding dance video? If you didn't see that one, you want to go look at the original wedding dance video on YouTube.
Okay.
All right, the reason it went viral was it was a big wedding. There were a whole lot of people that knew that they had this really unique entryway dance. You know, instead of here comes the bride, they all, you know, did their thing down the aisle. All
okay.
right?
Yeah.
So there was a video, and everybody was waiting for that video. And as soon as that video was posted at YouTube, they all went and commented, shared, liked, spread it all over, emailed it to everybody, and it went viral. Okay? It went viral originally because a whole lot of people acted really fast. It went really big viral because it was really cool. But even if you have something totally cool, you could have the most brilliant video that ever lived. If you don't have an organized way of getting a whole lot of activity on it really fast, no one will ever see it.
Hmm.
Now, if someone famous who has a million followers on YouTube happens across it a year later and shares it with their million people, it could go viral then. But it's ideal to do it when you first post it, and it takes numbers. It doesn't, you know, the coolest stuff doesn't automatically happen, okay, to go to a lot of people. It is actually engineered.
Okay, I get that. But my question, and, you know, being more 101 with this is, okay, so let's say you've got a tweet that on your stream that has 15 retweets. What literally happens? Do the people that retweeted it all see if I retweet it?
If their username is in there, they do. If it's not, they don't, unless they're watching that. Now, this is something I may or may not have touched on last time. The way that that influencers become influencers is that we either syndicate things or we use tools. And so in my case, what happened was early on, I saw the value in syndicating content, and I knew some writers who would consistently produce awesome stuff I would not be embarrassed to share.
Okay.
And so what I did is I found a tool called Twitter Feed, and there's a post on my blog called How to Use Twitter Feed. I went to Twitter Feed, and I started adding the RSS feeds of the bloggers who had the best content. And I have since then expanded to where on my Grow Map Twitter feed, which is a good place to go because I feed so much stuff, I actually feed over 100 writers' content. Now, what that post actually shows you what not to do. What I don't do is feed entire whole big sites like Mashable or HuffPo. That'd be way too much stuff. Okay, but I do selectively pick out writers that I believe have something unique and valuable, thought leaders, what they write, and whenever they click publish on that particular site that they write for, that goes out to my Twitter people. Okay, and so the way I got famous to begin with was that I found a bunch of other bloggers like me, and I convinced them that we should all be feeding each other's content, and we did. And then in 2009 or 11, somewhere in there, Yahoo and Cornell University did a study looking for influencers. They named 32 blogs by name, and 12 of them were people that were feeding content because I talked them into it.
Well, very okay. good.
So 13 or 14 of us were on the list of 32 total bloggers mentioned in this study, and that's also on my blog. And so basically the bottom line is we all have only so many hours in the day. I cannot read everything everybody I know writes,
right.
but I can know that they always write good stuff. They never publish garbage, and so as soon as they hit publish, it goes to my Twitter people. And then I also look at my feed, and then I see their post. I see it better there than when they send me emails, which I get way too many of to ever see any of them.
Uh-huh.
And so I syndicate that, okay? Then the same thing happens. You take that piece of content. You see a piece of content that, like, sometimes I'll look in my feed and I'll see the same image three times. If I see that, I know this is really popular.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing three separate instances uh-huh. of people getting retweets on that piece of content.
Now, when you're doing all of this through Twitter feed, right?
Right. Well, actually, most of the stuff I've talked about, I'm doing native on Twitter itself.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm in Twitter. There's several places people should know about on Twitter. There's your homepage, which is where I'm talking about finding all this stuff, because that's where everybody I follow stuff goes flying by.
Right.
100 new things in a few minutes.
Okay, and I want to get into more of those specifics and in our next segment. So let's continue with that about what to do right there on Twitter, and then we'll go into some of these other tools.
Questions? Comments? Email us at questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com. We'll be right back.
Be sure to listen to The Kelly Keller Show here on the Social Network Station. Attorney Kelly Keller specializes in protecting your intellectual property. Her shows will lay the groundwork for a sound understanding of trademark, copyright, and all things related. Click on the Shows tab at thesocialnetworkshow.com for The Kelly Keller Show. At the top of the player, you can click on More Episodes and see all the topics that we've talked about so far. That's The Kelly Keller Show on the Social Network Station at thesocialnetworkstation.com.
Now, back to The Social Network Show.
Welcome back to The Social Network Show, where we are speaking with Gail Gardner of GrowMap.com, and that is where her blog is located that she's been talking about. And so, Gail, you were in the just getting started telling us how we can utilize Twitter directly to add in the feeds, the everything published as soon as it's published by people you know are good writers and have something valuable to share. So please continue on that.
Okay, so I guess we should first talk about what a feed is. When you go to a blog, you see these little orange, funny little icons, and you point at them and they say RSS. What that does is it's a technical way of making something feed somewhere else. And so, for example, there's a New York Times writer who covers small business, and so I feed his small business columns from Forbes and New York Times and his site into my Twitter feed. His name's Gene Marks, so you can follow at Gene Marks, GeneMarks. And so I took him, he was one of the first people identified that I always wanted to see his stuff. So I take his little feed, I put it in Twitter feed, and it automatically comes into my Twitter.
Okay, now when you say put it in Twitter feed, so you're on his page, you see the little orange RSS thing, and then what do you do?
Okay, so go to my blog, go to growmap.com/ how to use Twitter feed with dashes in between the words.
Okay.
Okay, and it has total step-by-step instructions. But basically, you take the RSS link and you put it into Twitter feed, which is an online software as a solution. Okay? You just sign in there. You tell it you want to add a feed. You put that link in there. And you tell it where you want it to send it to my Twitter account, for example. And then it just automatically picks it up every time he publishes there.
Okay, so this is a separate app from Twitter itself.
Right. Twitter Feed is another company, mm-hmm. and you just go to twitterfeed.com and create an account. It's free. Everything I do on Twitter Feed is free. Whenever I talk about stuff, it's always free unless I specifically say it costs something.
Okay. So
you just take the good stuff, you put it in Twitter Feed. So that's one way. And that's important because it gives you a consistent presence on Twitter.
Yes, yes.
Right? And see, Twitter, the tools that influencers use, identify people who haven't tweeted in a month, and a month can go by way faster than people realize.
Uh-huh.
And so you want to be feeding something relevant so that your account doesn't become inactive and all the big people unfollow you.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Because of how Twitter works, we have to unfollow people who aren't active to make room for people who are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to go a whole month without tweeting something. And the easy way to make sure that happens is use Twitter feed and be feeding something relevant. No matter what your niche is, you can find a great writer in that niche. And you can put it in there. And you don't have to be worried about how many you do, because I thought there'd be a point where I had too many. I thought that point might be 30. And then I thought that point might be 50. And now I'm doing over 100. But a lot of writers don't write that often. They might write for Forbes once a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might write for New York Times the next month. And so it's not like they're all writing every single day. They aren't. But that's one way to get a great Twitter and get a lot of people following you. Then the next easy way is go to a home feed of someone in your niche who has a whole lot of followers and is following a lot of people. The key is they have to be following them.
Mm.
And find the cool stuff and then share that on other places. And then the next thing that's really important, if you want whatever you're doing to stand out, you have got to have images. They need to be custom or at least interesting. And you need to actually go, when you put in a tweet, the normal way, there's a little button that looks like a camera. Click on that and actually upload an image into that tweet. That's how that works. It took me the longest time to figure out, how the heck are they getting those images in there?
Oh, okay.
And most of the people I know, even the influencers, don't know that yet. They haven't realized it. So you write your whole tweet. Do that first, because once you put the image in, you can't see the bottom of the tweet, so you're typing blind. Make your tweet just how you want it, then click the camera. Upload the image, and then when you tweet it, it automatically has the image, but the image won't be visible. Then ask someone you know to retweet it for you, or maybe a couple someone's, and then hopefully it will pop open and other people will see it. And when they can see it, it will get a lot more engagement. You'll get comments, you'll get retweets, right? You can pin that image on Pinterest, you can share it on Facebook, you can put it on Google+, you can put it in your LinkedIn posts.
Okay, yeah.
So you have to, this is so, so important. No matter how brilliant you write, you have got to use images. It is just not optional anymore. Now even Twitter isn't text, okay?
So, Gail, do you mean that when you click on the camera, after you've written your tweet, you click on the camera to upload the image. Now, does that image do you have to have downloaded that into your computer and go to
yes.
My Pictures?
Right. To upload an image, you have to have it on your hard drive.
Okay.
And so first, if you say that you've got a post you publish somewhere, you have to download that image, and then you have to upload it to go with the tweet that goes to that place.
Super. Okay. Very helpful
so
to know.
That's kind of a little bit advanced skill that'll give you a huge advantage.
Uh-huh. But not that hard.
It's fairly simple. Most people do know how to upload an image now.
Yeah, well, you just right-click on the image. It says Save As, right? Save Image,
right.
And then put it in your Pictures. Okay, thank you.
You know, so it's the thing is, though, it's so powerful, but a lot of advanced people skip over this, and us unadvanced people never learn it. So thank you so much.
Right. That's why I'm saying this is, you have a big advantage. Change to the new Twitter feature, the new profiles. Change to that, put a new header in there, and start sharing images, and your profile will stand out. Early adopters get most of the benefits.
That's
true. Eventually, everyone will do this, and there'll be a whole lot of pictures, and nobody will ever notice. But right now, not many people do it. Now is the time to be doing this.
Okay.
Okay. And so you just click on when they say you want to try your new stuff, just quit ignoring it like an idiot like I do and just say, yes, we love you, Twitter. Thank you.
Right. You don't want to do things right away when they first come out, like immediately come out, because that's what we call the bleeding edge. You're the one that gets to find out where all the problems are. But wait a little bit, like a week, and then do it.
Don't be a bug detector.
A bug
right.
detector.
Don't volunteer for problems.
Okay.
That's it.
So now's the time, correct?
Yes, now is the time on Twitter. Get serious. Go out there and put your image in. Same thing. Now's the time on LinkedIn. Start publishing there. Make sure you put images in there.
Okay, so we have Gail Gardner from GrowMap on Twitter, at GrowMap, and Social Implications, her brand new company, which is really hot, which you can subscribe to and get Gail's personal help 24 hours a day. The woman does not sleep. You heard it here first on Social Network Show.
Okay, well, actually, I think I caught her sleeping yesterday evening, although you were probably at a meeting.
I do sneak in naps, and I do sleep, honestly. I just have good timing sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, anything else, Gail? Social Implications is taking off. I know that LinkedIn is paying attention and Twitter's paying attention. Is there anything else we need to know or anything we can learn from? Anything you want to say about that?
Well, the main thing I want people to know is there's a lot of stuff to know. It's complicated. It takes a lot of time just to do one thing, and then we've got so many things. And so I would encourage people, do not try to figure it all out yourself. You're going to be at it for 100 years. Just get help. Find someone you know to help you, or come to Social Implications and ask me. Don't try to do it alone. The reason I know all the stuff I know is I go find the people that are the best at everything. Like I find a Pinterest expert, I find a LinkedIn expert, I find actually more than one of all of them. And that way, when I get stuck, I just say, hey, how does that work? It's way faster than figuring it out the hard way.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things, I think, anything related to the computer, actually, tends to be informal knowledge. And there are many books, of course, written, but the way people learn the most on that type of arena, that type of thing is to, if you're in a lab, computer lab, ask the person next to you, ask the monitor, et cetera, or like you do, find the experts, and then you print it up for us. So, and I love the fact that you can do a live chat with Gail. So that's from socialimplications.com, and it'll pop up right away. And if she can't talk to you right then, she'll let you know, and she'll get back to you. So we talked about Twitter mainly today, and your advice was go ahead and try the new Twitter profile. It'll make uploading images much easier. One last question I want to ask you. You mentioned look for somebody who has a lot of followers but is also following a lot of people. Did I get that right?
Right. See, there's different ways of using Twitter, and there's what I call the celebrity model. So the people that think they're celebrities, they only follow 50 and they have 100,000 followers.
Uh-huh.
Well, those 50 people aren't going to do very much, and you won't have much to choose from. What you want to do is find someone like me. I may have almost 50,000 followers, but I follow back 40,000 people. So you get to choose from 40,000 people's stuff. And so you can tell really easily on Twitter how many people follow, how many people are following them. So look for someone who is actually following back most of the people they interact with.
Okay.
And that gives you a lot more to pick from when you're looking for images relevant to your audience.
Super. That is a very important tip. Thank you so much for visiting with us again, Gail. Gail Gardner of socialimplications.com and growmap.com. And thank you for listening. For email updates, just click on the blog tab of thesocialnetworkshow.com and fill out the form. And from the blog, you can listen to each show and comment on them, which of course would delight us no end. You can follow us on Twitter at socialnetshow, as well as hear the show on our website or stitcher.com or iTunes. And check out our videos on YouTube, where our channel is simply Social Network Station. And Gail, your Twitter handle is at GrowMap, correct?
Yes, I am GrowMap everywhere.
Okay. Thank you so much to Gail Gardner for joining us. And as usual, please have fun and be safe online and off until we welcome you here again.
You've been listening to The Social Network Show, the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media. Coming to you from the studios of the Hank Greenspan School of Journalism and Media Studies of UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Listen to archived shows and follow us on Twitter. The views expressed on the Social Network Show are those of the hosts and guests and may not be the views of Social Network Intermedia. The Social Network Show is produced by Social Network Intermedia, copyright 2012.